Well, hey everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome back to the B-Lab. I keep calling it the B-Lab. I don't know why I call that. I guess this is where we talk about what we're going to do before we go do it. So we got an opportunity of being a little bit more conversant without the bees necessarily getting in the way. I had an interesting situation come up that I needed a solution for with regards to my queen rearing. And I figured I'd walk you through it and talk about it. And this is on the subject of queen banking. That means keeping queens in a hive versus an incubator. And what brought this up was my work schedule this week. I actually have to go to work on Sunday and I won't be back home until Thursday midday. And I've got queens in a hive that are gonna be hatching while I'm gone. Now that's not really a good thing because there's a very small window of when a queen hatches and she needs to be fed in order to survive those first few hours of her life. And then every day thereafter, if she's not in a hive, she needs to be in an incubator being fed. Now, I showed you my incubator in a previous video. It's essentially a little chicken egg incubator, and it will keep queen cells at a nice, you know, 94 degrees to get them to hatch. But you kind of got to be home the day they hatch, because if they hatch, you got to get them some water, you got to give them a little bit of honey, and you can keep them alive in an incubator, but it takes babysitting. And I'm like, I've got almost 40 queen cells. I'm a little bit less than that. Maybe I'm 35 on this batch or so. That are gonna hatch while I'm gone, and I can't put them in the incubator because they'll die before I get back. So this is where queen banking comes in, and I'm going to do this, and I'm gonna walk you through a little bit of it. Now, there are two different types of queen banking. There's banking virgin queens that have not been mated, and there's banking mated queens that have already been in a hive, they've already mated, and they've come back, and you've taken them out of that hive, and you can also bank them. Banking is essentially putting them in a cage inside the hive, and letting a queenless hive take care of them. And it is probably important to be queenless based on the attention that the bees will give these the queens. Now, if you've been watching my last few videos, you've watched me set up some queen search starters, and you've also watched me do the demarray split. The demarray split keeps the top half of the hive away from the queen and actually creates a queenless scenario. I had to cut out about 8 cells out of the top boxes yesterday in my demarray split. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put all of those cells that are gonna hatch inside of a queen bank and let them hatch out, and I'm gonna put them in the top of this demarray. So hopefully when they hatch out, that queenless hive will take care of these queens. It's my best chance. The better opportunity would be just to not have queens hatch when you're not at home, but this is just the way this played out. So the type of gear that you need, let me just walk you through a couple different scenarios. And I've got some homemade developed gear, but I'm gonna show you some things you can also buy. There's a queen rearing system called the NICOT system, N-I-C-O-T. You can say it says NICOT, but if you do the French, I think it's called NICO. And it's a system of a platform. It's a little sleeve that goes on, and then the queen cup goes right in the top. So it's 3 parts. And then you graft into this tiny little queen cup that goes into this little sleeve. And this sleeve is what you would pull off to get the queen cell out of the hive. And you would put this inside of a mating nucleus. As opposed to the JZBZ, and these are not actual queen cells, these are hatched out queen cells. You can even see the little cap that's opened up. Whereas the JZBZ is right on the queen cup and doesn't have all of this extra equipment. So it's much cheaper, much smaller, and kind of a little bit easier to do. But the good thing about the NICOT system is these hair roller cages, this system is designed for this. And I say that because these hair rollers are designed to fit on top of that sleeve just like that for storage, for banking, and luck. So the NICOT is a system. It's not just a cup and then having to come up with a cage. The NICOT system really does make banking a lot easier. But if you've grafted your cells onto the JZBZ, these hair roller cages aren't designed to fit on there. They don't stick. Now, granted, you could probably put it on there and create a system and wrap them on there so they can't get out, but it's not designed for that. So if you graft it in the NICOT system, you can get the hair roller cages and you put them on there, and then you set all these into your system kind of like this. Well, let me show you this one because I've got a few more on here. And you know, essentially your queen bar would be like this with all of your cages on, and then you put this in the hive, and then as those queens hatch, they'll be in these cages, and in a queenless hive, all of the nurse bees in that hive will feed the queen through the cage. I don't have this system in my hive right now because I'm using the JZBZ. So I have cell bars like this with the JZBZ, and I've 3D printed these cages. And actually, believe it or not, I printed this set in a transparent PETG filament, so you can almost see through it. And these are designed to fit on top of the JZBZ and kind of clamp on there. But you can see the problem is they're not perfectly tight. Now, that cell is on there, but you can see that cell kind of came out of the bar. So I'm putting these on top of the cells to kind of give you a visual. But the trick is, while the JZBZ cup is now very securely in that cage, this cage is kind of hanging on a bar that needs a little bit of vertical support. So if I were to put this into a, let me give you a little bit of a frame here. You can kind of see, now watch this. If I go vertical here, some of these cages might not vertically stick. So you might imagine if the nurse bees put their body weight and hung on there, that these cages won't stay tight. So this needs a securing mechanism to kind of hold these, watch me do this, hold these in there with a little bit of support under the cage like this. You guys are probably laughing. Look at those cages falling. What kind of Yahoo is that? I'm giving you the demo here. So all of the cages are on, and then you would put a stick or a bar or something under there to give it a little bit of support. So the cages are in there. This is going to be the best I can do today. So I'll essentially be putting the cages on the queen cells so they hatch out inside of the hive. Now, two important notes. The length of time you can keep a queen in a bank is not very long. It buys you time. A virgin queen needs to get out and mate within a few days of hatching. And all of the papers I could find on the internet, academic research, not just videos, talks about a maximum of banking a virgin 7 days. I think 3 to 4 is probably the best you should do, getting her in a hive so she can kind of acclimate and then get out and get mated. A mated queen can go a little bit longer, several weeks. Some documentation says up to 4 weeks. I would think 4 weeks is the very, very maximum to keep her out of a hive. Now, the reason is she is fully mated, but for her ovaries to continue to lay fertilized eggs, it is important that she is actively laying. Without the ability of laying, she will kind of shut down a little bit. And I haven't done any of my own research on what happens if you go longer than that. Will she not start laying again? I think it's just general good advice to not bank mated queens much more than several weeks, definitely not over 4. So this should get me through the work period, and I'll have a whole bunch of virgin queens, hopefully, that are well fed, and I'll be home the day after, so they should only be in these cages about a day, maybe 2 days. And then I can get them into some mini mating nukes or some mating nukes where these virgins can be used and get out there and successfully mated. It's just the way the timing worked out on this one. Better planning would have been better to not have to do it this way. But it's also a good subject just to know another tool in your queen rearing about banking mated queens so you can continue to make more and also banking virgin queens without the use of an incubator. Incubator would work, but you just got to babysit them daily and make sure they got water and honey. Okay, so that's all the description I've got up here in the lab. Let's go out in the apiary. I have about 6 queens that I have in a situation like this from my previous batch that I didn't have mating nukes for. They should have hatched out. So I want to show you those queens. I'm going to bring them out and we'll kind of take a look and see if we had a good hatch success. And then we'll go into the finisher colony. We'll pull out the capped cells. They should have just been capped yesterday. So today is the first day fully capped, and we'll put some of these cages on them and make sure that they're secure and find some way of banking them in that hive. Hopefully this doesn't get too long and you guys enjoy this type of content, but in any case, stick with me. Let's go into the apiary. Okay, I'm back. So this is our demaray split from before. So remember, the brood's down here, queen excluder, a honey super, another queen excluder, and then 2 boxes of brood and or honey. And I inverted my inner cover, so there was a little bit of a drone escape exit up top. So you see those few bees up top. And what we're gonna do is one of these frames up in here I put with some banked queens, and we're gonna see, I think it's this one right here in the middle of the brood nest. There it is. Perfect example of what I was talking about. Do you see how this one came down and out? This is what this board here was supposed to help. And I don't know how that board slid down, but that board was there to hold these up. So I'm looking in here and I see definitely hatched, some of these are hatched. We're gonna need to kind of get them away from the bees and open them up and take a look at the virgins. But my point is this is the setup, and I only used a shallow or a medium frame here because I only had, you know, these eight virgin cells that I wanted to hatch out. I put some workers in here just for attending. In some of my research, I found that workers help with mated queens, but are probably not necessary for unmated queens. So let's go ahead and take these out, and I'm gonna put just another frame into the hive so that this section can stay all the way up. I don't want any burr comb in the middle of this because the bank queens came out. No, actually, you know what? I'm gonna put my second set of bank queens back here in the middle after we're done with this. So I'm gonna leave that hole nice and open and ready to go for this next set of queens. And we'll take them up. Let me just see if I can get a little bit. All right, now let's go put this hive back up and let's go get our queen cells out of the finisher colony. Let's go over here. Hopefully that didn't make you too dizzy. So I'm setting those virgins there and we'll be pulling queen cells out of this one. Now I have not taken a look in a few days at the success rate, so I'm really not sure. I know we didn't get 100% on this one because they weren't all started when I put them down into the finisher from the starter. Nice population of bees up top, which is what we want. And this is my cell bar right here in the middle. Yeah, they're buzzing me. I might have to suit up. We'll see. All right. So they've started to break a few of these down. We have some good lessons on here. I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna go ahead and brush these off and we'll go up to the bee lab. I wanna show you a few of these cells and what we know just by looking at them. Okay, let's go up to the bee lab. Okay, we need to work on the queen cells first. We'll work with those, deal with those virgins a little bit later. But what I wanna show you is what's going on here. We have some good cells and some, they have started to break down. So everywhere there is not, kicking my queens over, everywhere there is not a cell, I took it out before the starter happened. These here, they've broken down. So in other words, they started these cells here, but they didn't finish them. So you can kind of get a little bit of the six, right on the lip. Ouch. you can kind of get a sense of the success rate. And this hive wasn't as good as the last one. They broke a lot of these down. All these without cells on them are not viable. Don't know if the population wasn't good enough or if they just said, never mind, we're not gonna do this. So I'm just taking these off so we can kind of see what else we've got left. Now, we've got a couple other ones that aren't capped. They started breaking this one down and there's nothing in it. A little bit of royal jelly. So these are not gonna make it either. Same sort of thing, a little bit of royal jelly, nothing in it. This one right here kind of looks like it's long and distended, but it was just never capped. Lots of royal jelly, nothing in it. This is the one I mostly wanna talk about. Can you see this long? It's capped, and you might generally think, oh my gosh, that's a beautiful long queen cell. That's too long. What happened here is the queen larva got dislodged from the royal jelly and fell, and they had to keep the larva in the cell. This will not turn into a queen. Now we're gonna break this off and I'm gonna just show you what I mean. So there's the royal jelly, and then way down at the bottom of this cell, the very tip, away from all the royal jelly, is the larva. The larva was dislodged from the jelly, will not become a viable queen because the food isn't right. So if you see those really long, skinny cells, the larva dropped off and it's not viable. All of these other ones look like they're gonna be, well, so another not viable one there. Gosh, this is actually a pretty poor take, guys, compared to the last one. I even see one here that I'm suspect of. Now, this one looks a little funny to me. It's just kind of the tip. Now, this is a maneuver you can do. Most people say, oh my God, don't mess with that queen cell. At this stage, you can take off of that cap and you can look to see if the queen larva is in there. And in this situation, the larva has again dropped down to the bottom. So this is another queen larva that would not have made it. And my clue was the cell was just a little bit too long and just didn't look right. Here's another one that, this is all good royal jelly. Don't throw away this royal jelly. It looks like I've only got, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 in here that might make it. So this banking is gonna be easy because I don't need 45 cages. So I'm gonna just use these cages here or this cell bar here and put it in the hive. So I'll just kind of take these off. These are my virgins. See how the JZBZ cup stays on there? That's what's secure. Even if this falls, that cage is very tight on the cup. I say that as one comes off. Okay, so all these are virgins that are good. Now, what I'm gonna do now is take these viable cells, put them in these cages tightly, and then put them on the cell bar. As I'm taking these cells off, I'm also inspecting for the royal jelly up top to make sure this was a viable cell. There needs to be royal jelly in here. If there's not, maybe another false cell. So interesting that the take rate was so different between these last two batches. buzzy. Okay, last one. And as we put this in here, I've got, obviously, them all nice and tight in the cages, but I need to put my little support board on here because these cages do not stick in here with the full weight of the queen cell and the cage and, of course, the worker bee. So this little piece of plywood cut down to the exact dimensions to support the bottoms here is what I'm after. All right, so now maybe you can get a sense of what I'm talking about. This is not an exact science. The NECO system is much better designed for banking and security in the banking. So if you know you're going to be banking, I would almost start with that system. But I did not expect to have to do this. So now they're all in there with this support board that's jammed in there pretty tight. So this is a set of virgins that will hatch here in a few days while I'm away. When they hatch, and if they hatch, obviously with this take rate, I'm not exactly sure what our percentage of these will even be. The workers will take care of them as long as they're in a queenless hive. Now I'm going to go put this in the back of that demarray split we've got that's already been acting as queenless. And then I'm going to go put these in there real quick and I'll be right back. We'll take a look at those virgins. Okay, I'm back. So let's take a look at a few of these virgins. Now, virgins are very flighty. So if you're going to take these cells out to inspect that they hatched, you need to be pretty careful that you're not letting them out. And I am just putting my eyes on her and she is moving around in there. So that is good. That's a viable virgin. There's a chance there could be no hatches and or dead virgins. Now this one looks like it hatched but started eating out from the side. Yep, there's a virgin in there though. So she's good. Another hatch cell. Okay, I saw a dead bee in there, but it's not the virgin. There's just a dead bee on the bottom. So that's why I was triple checking. Another good virgin. Another hatched out cell. Another good virgin. This was a good, that first batch was rock solid. Good hatch rate. Okay, this cell was eaten out from the sides, but not the bottom. But there's a virgin in there. She must have hatched out from the side somehow, or they recapped it. No, there was a little, she chewed out the cap. The cap just was kind of re-glued back on there. That's what that was, a little tricky. I can see the virgin in this one wide open. I don't even need to open that one up. Another good hatch out. A couple dead bees in there. Virgin looks healthy. Wow, I think we see one more to go. Yep, another good one, another good virgin. So all of these, that was an amazing batch. So I have got 8 virgins here that I'm going to go back through and check all my mini mating nukes. And if any virgins didn't hatch, I'm going to either put these virgins directly in there because they're kind of at that stage where they need a queen, or I may put them in a cage if they like a mating nuke over there with a brood and everything that you need to introduce a virgin inside of a cage most likely. Mini mating nukes where there's no resources, no brood, they'll take a queen pretty much anything. So that's my subject on queen banking. Wanted to kind of walk you through it while the bees are buzzing me. I got one little sting on the lip today, but let me know what you think. Do you guys appreciate this content? Anyway, we'll see you next time. Have a great day.